Picture Molly's first day as head of learning and development at an investment bank. Before she could even settle into her chair, 385 emails flooded her inbox. Sound familiar? We've all been there, drowning in digital demands, watching the hours slip away while our most important work remains untouched. Time is the only resource we can never get back, yet we hemorrhage it daily through scattered attention and reactive living. This isn't just about productivity hacks or squeezing more tasks into your day. It's about something deeper, the gap between how we spend our time and what actually matters to us. Research on deathbed regrets reveals two haunting themes. People wish they'd lived true to themselves and hadn't worked so hard. Combined, these suggest we're working ourselves to exhaustion on things that don't reflect who we really are. The solution isn't necessarily doing less, it's ensuring what we do represents a life that feels genuinely ours. When Bregman's consulting business collapsed during the dot-com crash, he felt relieved. Despite his success, he'd been miserable. That forced pause gave him perspective, like pressing a Find Me button in a crowded parking lot, revealing how far he'd drifted. His daughter Isabel demonstrated this instinct perfectly. While being chased in the pool, she yelled, "Pause!" after swallowing water. Gmail's 5-second undo send feature works because that's all we need to catch mistakes. But in real conversations, we must pause before acting, not after. When client Luigi angrily confronted Bregman about a missed meeting, his amygdala flooded with defensive feelings. Taking just one breath gives our prefrontal cortex time to override knee-jerk reactions. A single second prevents damaging relationships that took years to build. Marathon training illustrates this. 4 days of short runs, one hard day, two rest days. The run-walk method, alternating running with brief walking breaks, often produces faster times than continuous running. The pause isn't weakness. It's strategic recalibration that reorients us toward what truly matters. Bregman got frostbite spring skiing despite regularly handling colder winter temperatures. His calendar-based expectations overrode the reality of 20-degree weather, causing him to dress inadequately. This illustrates confirmation bias. We seek evidence confirming existing beliefs. After completing his MBA, Bregman's consulting firm kept seeing him through their old lens. Only when a headhunter with no preconceptions called did he find a position leveraging his expanded skills. Our resistance to reality causes spectacular failures. Encyclopedia Britannica couldn't imagine a world without physical books. Kodak invented digital photography, but couldn't envision how quickly it would eliminate film. When France Telecom experienced a wave of employee suicides during reorganization, it revealed how completely we've merged our identities with our jobs. The solution is identity diversification. If you identify as a parent, artist, athlete, and friend, not just your job title, you'll remain resilient when one identity falters. Each identity enriches the others. Parenting lessons improve leadership. Creative pursuits enhance problem solving. After his business crashed, Bregman experimented wildly: acting, medical school, rabbinical school, investment management. Through this meandering, he discovered what energized him: being playful and expressive, helping others meaningfully, finding depth in work, inspiring people, and making good money. His revelation? He could combine these attractions into one role: a playful, expressive consultant doing meaningful, deep work while earning well. This approach leveraged his strengths, embraced his weaknesses, asserted his differences, and pursued his passions. Most successful people haven't followed straight paths. Start experimenting from where you are now and choose your next move at the intersection of these four elements. That's where your power lives. How do pirates in small boats capture massive tankers? They reinvent the game to favor their unique strengths. Malcolm Gladwell's analysis of David versus Goliath reveals this principle. David shed his armor, recognizing he couldn't win a strength contest, and instead leveraged his speed, agility, and aim. When underdogs fight unconventionally, they win nearly 30% of the time, compared to almost never when playing by conventional rules. During lunch, Bregman watched his friend Jeff, a businessman who donated hundreds of millions, hesitate over a $1 upcharge for salmon. This wasn't cheapness. It was the mindset driving his success. Jeff required at least $2 of perceived value for every dollar spent, a principle guiding everything from lunch to major investments. Our quirks often become engines of achievement. Bregman's colleague saved millions of lives through his black and white worldview, a limitation that let him cut through complexity and act decisively. Another friend obsessively reads financial statements instead of attending family ski trips, protecting clients through multiple market crashes. Running through Central Park on a bitter winter day, Bregman noticed idle pedicab drivers, except one with paying passengers. His secret? Heated seats. He'd found his unique selling proposition. Most professionals minimize differences by replicating industry best practices, essentially increasing their competition. Your quirks, whether obsessive attention to detail or unconventional thinking, can become your competitive advantage. The sooner you embrace these differences, the more likely you'll find sustainable success. Annual clarity requires daily execution. Bregman focuses his year on 5 areas, 3 work-related, 2 personal. Nearly everything must align with these, or he declines. When overwhelmed, we freeze. Research shows people offered 24 jam options were 10 times less likely to buy than those offered 6. The solution? Take it bird by bird, as Anne Lamott's father advised his overwhelmed brother. The 18-minute daily ritual, 5 morning minutes to plan before opening your computer, decide what will make today successful, and schedule it. 1 minute every hour when your watch beeps to assess productivity and recommit. 5 evening minutes to review the day, lessons learned, and needed follow-ups. The power lies in consistency. Rather than relying on willpower, change your environment. Bregman moved an outdoor table 10 feet closer to kitchen doors, transforming his family's eating habits. Plate size affects consumption, proximity to alcohol affects teen drinking, workplace design impacts communication. We need motivation only long enough to begin. Starting is the hardest part. When Nate joined a consulting firm, meetings consumed his days, forcing actual work into early mornings and late nights. A survey of 400 leaders found 95% cited unnecessary meetings, unimportant emails, and lengthy PowerPoints as their biggest time wasters. Apply a 3-question test to every request. Am I the right person? Is this the right time? Do I have enough information? If any answer is no, decline it, even from your boss. Research shows 40% of interrupted tasks never get completed. This multitasking drops your IQ by 10 points, equivalent to losing a night's sleep and worse than smoking marijuana. We're actually switch-tasking, decreasing productivity up to 40%. During his week-long experiment avoiding multitasking, Bregman felt more engaged with his children, made project breakthroughs, and experienced lower stress. Your moments add up to your life. The world rewards productivity, not perfection. Identify the one thing that will make the biggest difference. Bregman lost 18 pounds in 6 weeks by eliminating sugar. No elaborate diet, just addressing his particular challenge. The life you want isn't hiding in some distant future. It's waiting in the next 18 minutes, 5 to plan your day, 1 each hour to recalibrate, 5 to reflect. Start tomorrow morning before opening email. Take 5 minutes to decide what will make your day successful.